in memory. First World War Memorials by Jock Phillips. Every year, Anzac Day ceremonies are held throughout New Zealand. Have you been to one? If you have, it's likely that you've seen a war memorial. Look inside the back cover for more information about the photos in this article. What is a war memorial? A war memorial is a monument to remember those who died in a war. It will often list their names. There are more than 500 war memorials in New Zealand. Many of these were built after the First World War. Why were war memorials built after the First World War? The sorrow of relatives and friends. This is the most important reason why the memorials were built. More than 18,000 soldiers from New Zealand died in the First World War. 16 New Zealand nurses also died. Those soldiers and nurses all had people who were close to them. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, children, and good friends. Nearly all the dead soldiers and nurses were buried overseas. People wanted a place close to home where they could go to remember their loved ones. The pride of the community. Most New Zealanders were proud of the people who served in the First World War. They wanted to show that those soldiers and nurses were honoured and respected. An example for future generations. Some people believed that a monument to those who had died for their country might encourage young New Zealanders to serve their country in the future. A focus for Anzac Day services. Anzac Day was introduced as a day to remember the men and women who had taken part in the First World War. A memorial provided a place where an Anzac Day service could be held and wreaths could be laid. They were often built in a park or the central square of a town. Who paid for the memorials? The money for local memorials was raised by local communities. The government didn't pay for local memorials. Much of the money was raised by the same women who had raised money to help soldiers during the war. Types of memorials. Obelisks. Stone obelisks were often used in cemeteries, so they were a familiar and popular choice for memorials. Their stone faces allowed for inscriptions and lists of names. Obelisks are the most common type of memorial in New Zealand. Soldier figures. Almost 50 communities put up statues of soldiers as their memorials. Some statues look as if the soldier is ready to fight. Other soldiers are standing to attention with their rifles pointing to the ground, as if they are at the funeral of a friend. Female figures. About 15 war memorials are statues of female figures. Some are angels of death. Some are of the ancient Greek goddess of victory. In Palmerston North, there is a statue of a mother looking towards the battlefields where her sons died. Arches and gates. There are about 30 memorial arches and 50 memorial gates in New Zealand. Many of these gates are at schools. People can read the inscriptions and examine the list of names as they pass through. Crosses. In the United Kingdom, the most common war memorial was a cross. But there are only a few of these in New Zealand. Perhaps this is because communities wanted to remember all the people who had served and died in the war, and these included some who were not Christian. Stained glass windows. Most of these windows are in schools or churches. Natural features. Among the most unusual war memorials are those that use natural features. At Cave in South Canterbury, the memorial is a large boulder with an inscription carved into the stone. At Piha Beach near Auckland, there is a memorial plaque on the huge Lion Rock. The National Memorial. After the First World War, there were many ideas for a national war memorial to remember the men and women who had died. Some people wanted a memorial road, others wanted a memorial cathedral. After a lot of debate, it was decided that the memorial would be a carillon. The bells were to be played on the anniversary of battles so that listeners would remember those who died. The carillon was opened on Anzac Day 1932. Today, it is part of the Pukeahu National War Memorial Park, which honours everyone who served in all of New Zealand's overseas wars. Glossary. Carillon. A set of bells, usually in a tower. Inscription. Words written or carved onto something. Local. To do with a community or a particular area. Monument. A statue or other structure built to remember someone or something. National. To do with the whole country. Obelisk. A stone pillar that gets narrower towards the top. Wreath. Flowers and leaves arranged in a circle.